Just look at all the oak, the maple, the hickory, the exotics, the hand scrape, the distressed, and the wide plank flooring. Then, on September 26th or Saturday the 27th, you can buy it. Why? Because manufacturer reps are going to be there for the 12th annual Boardwalk Carpet Floor Sale, and they will give you the deal of the year. Last year, at the 11th annual, I got some great Brazilian hardwood floors, not because I'm Boardwalk Hardwood Floor spokesman, but because that's the deal that was there. So if you're in the market for hardwood floors, 9000 Watson Road, the Boardwalk Hardwood Floors 12th Annual Warehouse Sale, Friday the 26th and Saturday, September 27th. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, 9000 Watson Road, or BoardwalkHardwood.com.
With Insperity, you can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Insperity's HR and business performance solutions are designed with your company in mind to provide insightful expense and financial management, payroll and retirement services. Or if your company is ready for a full suite of HR and business performance solutions, Insperity Workforce Optimization includes employment administration, employee benefits, workers' compensation, government compliance, performance management, online training, and so much more. Simply call 1-877-273-6011 or visit Insperity.com today. One call to Insperity at 1-877-273-6011 handles all of this and more, giving you more time to focus on your business. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Farmers Insurance believes that the more you know, the better you can plan. Find your local agent by calling 888-96-FARMERS. That's 888-96-FARMERS.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were 6 other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
Hardcore nudity.
So plenty of that here. Come on in.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 24th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999. Helping people become homeowners and helping homeowners borrow money the smart way. We'll talk about it again, as we have for 23 years. Apparently, the message is getting out, or they wouldn't still be part of the show. We're glad they are. Welcome aboard. Buckle up. We got a great old joke and a bunch of other stuff. But first,
hey!
A round of introductions. Beyond the Peon is manning the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are nervous about the future of your investments, then now is a great time to sit down with Mark and Jason and get a fresh perspective. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Now, I might add, when you always say, sit down with Mark and Jason, and if someone had severe hemorrhoids or erectile surgery, they could stand up and have a meeting.
They could.
Yeah. It's not mandatory that you
no.
sit down.
No,
somebody right now might be listening, going, man, I've got $300,000, but I can't sit down.
Just a phrase. Yeah, it's just
expression.
Expression, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Dan's a different person since he got his briefcase back.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I've never seen him so down in the dumps.
He's so relieved.
So relieved. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
But her twin, Linda, is alive and well. And we'll talk to her again soon. And Ratboy just showed me a copy of a letter he sent to Major League Baseball. And he said he's tired of seeing players, you know, they chew those like seeds, those
sunflower seeds.
He said, enough of that. Tobacco's no good. That's no good. So he is recommending that they the shredded what?
Cheese.
Shredded cheese.
I saw that.
He wants to package it in a
mock-up little, package. It was a big league cheese.
Yeah, big league cheese. That's exactly what they call it. I think you got something, Rat Boy. I really do. Give it up for Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra.
Different flavors, mozzarella, cheddar, American.
Now this guy's a pretty good hitter. I need to break out the shredded Parmesan. I get it. We're brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. They're in the lending business. They loan people money. I feel bad for people who are reduced to borrowing money from these bring us your car title places or quick payday paycheck loan stuff. Feel bad for those people. I also feel bad for people who don't listen to this show and are homeowners and are making minimum credit card payments every month thinking that that's a good thing. Man, I sure like MasterCard or I sure like Visa. Why, those people realized that I had so much credit card debt, they worked out a plan where I only pay $46 a month. Yeah, get a calculator. And once you know what the interest is, which you probably don't, you don't even know the interest rate, but if you did, the last number that I read in an article where they keep track of this stuff said the average credit card user in the United States or multiple cards was about $6,000 in debt. And those of those people, the ones that made minimum payments would be paying on them for at least the next 20 years. That doesn't sound so good now, does it? How about this? How about American Equity Mortgage pays that credit card debt off? Zero balance. And now you're going to pay it back the smart way. Through American Equity Mortgage's addition of that money enrolled into your house payment is essentially how it usually works, which means there's a tax deduction involved, which there wasn't before. There's no tax deduction in your credit card payment. There's not. There used to be a long, long time ago, I think in the 80s, all kinds of stuff that was deductible, sales tax, and you can't do that anymore. They put a stop to that. But there's still a smart thing you can do, and that's let them show you what bill consolidation or debt consolidation really is and how it works, and how it works to save you money. And it's the same thing for a home equity loan. Sometimes things come up. Let's say you got to pay for a wedding. Let's say you have to pay for tuition for school or an emergency, and you want to pay cash for it. Okay. They'll give you the money you need to do it. And again, you're borrowing at a real low interest rate. That's what equity does for you. That's why I'm glad equity is part of the name, because it's a big part of what they do. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Dan has I've not seen this shirt before, and Dan regularly shows up with brand new shirts because he buys shirts from Goodwill. I'm not making this up, for like $1.98.
No, not Goodwill.
Where is it?
It's JCPenney's.
Oh, JCPenney.
Yeah,
you're a shopper. You're like a woman, and find the
bargain bin
table, and you had a shirt on one day. You said you paid $1.98 for it.
Yeah,
time that shirt was what, $20 or something?
Oh yeah, $20 to $30. They put them on the rack, and it's the end of the season sale usually, and it's coming up here soon.
And so for some reason today, and I don't know why, I had a flashback to being in high school when every guy's shirt on the back, right in the middle, had a loop up the upper back.
Yeah, what was that about?
Yeah, there was a loop in all your shirts. And I asked Dan, I said, what do you think that was ever about?
Does he have one on his shirt today?
No, but he had that crease.
That kind of stitching there where the loop normally is.
And I remember those loops in those shirts. And nobody ever knew what those were
and
for.
Guys, you would come up behind you and stick their finger in it and pull it.
And rip
break it. Yeah.
Yeah, the bullies would do that.
What do you call that color? Salmon?
Salmon? Yeah, I think so. It's a salmon shirt.
Now, there's something else I liked, and I don't know why they just disappeared. For as hot as they were, members-only jackets, they were real light, and I think they were really, they were real manly looking. They had epaulets and they snaps and
they had a little badge there right over the one of the with the members only logo on it.
Yeah, I liked them.
And they were
disappeared.
I want to say a couple years ago they were. It was like a retro trend. People were wearing those again.
I'd like to see them come back. I'd love to see them come back. And I had forgotten until we were talking off the air. Poor Peon. He's never really even seen any Westerns. He tried to watch a Western or two, and he just doesn't get it. That's too bad. That's sad.
It's a different, I think it was a different era, just
very,
because.
Very, very sad.
Yeah.
I've changed my mind about something. I said earlier I wish that we, our news department, and all the other outlets would stop playing sound bites of these people up in Ferguson who are saying things like, he had his hands in the air, like a statement of fact, like they witnessed it and they were there. I changed my mind. We played one in the news earlier, and I've decided I think it's good for us to hear the people like this, who are the people who incite the looting and the rioting. I want you to hear what this woman says again, and then really listen closely to it. Go ahead, play.
I was here last week. I'm here again. I'm going to be here at every single county council meeting unless I'm in the hospital or dead until something is done about what has happened in Ferguson and in North County in general. It is not okay with me, and it should not be okay with any of you, that a young man was shot with his hands up.
Okay, stop right there.
Saying, okay.
She's making a statement of fact. That a young man was shot with his hands up in the air, saying, okay. Go ahead and believe the rest of it.
Saying, okay, after running away. I don't know, and I don't care whether he assaulted Officer Wilson.
That's all I need to hear. I don't know, and I don't care if he was. Well, first of all, she just said she doesn't know. And you know what, hun? You don't know. So you need to keep quiet because you don't know.
Yeah, how does she know about the okay part?
And one minute up, she says it's a fact, and then she says she doesn't know.
She doesn't know about the assaulting part.
Yeah, and she doesn't care if he... Well, I think it's pretty important, and you should care if he assaulted Officer Wilson. Which brings me to another thing. And a good friend of mine has, on a few occasions now, sent me things from the internet that other people send him, and it snowballs, and then other people get it, and it gets sent to many, many, many people as fact, when in reality it's not fact. And one of them is this picture going around that they say is a photo of Officer Darren Wilson in a hospital bed, and he's all beaten up and bloody and bruised. That's not him. That's not a picture of him. But that stuff gets started, and people just assume, and I wrote my friend back and I said, again, this is a hoax. It's not a photo of him at all. And a couple of other examples of things. I have now decided, because I got taken and duped a few times and I looked like an idiot on the air when I said, hey, did you hear about that guy that had eight legs? And I find out it wasn't true. It's a hoax. Here are a couple others that are going out. They're floating around out there. A couple days ago, Peon came in and he bit the story of a woman who had a third breast implanted. And there was a photo of her, and I'm not kidding. It looked so real. She had a special bikini with three cups.
Yes.
And she had three gorgeous boobs and double cleavage. It's not true. But the article was so well written, talking about what the doctor said about the procedure.
No, it was all legitimate news websites that were reporting the story.
They all bought it. They all bought into it and got duped.
The TMZ was able to finally find out she was a fraud because apparently last year somebody stole a piece of this was a police report. Somebody stole a piece of her luggage. The police found the thieves. They found her luggage. And they went to her and asked her what the contents of her luggage, you know, to make sure it was hers.
Right.
And she said included in her luggage was a three-breast prosthesis. So she leaked this story about how she had the surgery. She's trying to get a reality show.
Sure.
So,
but it's a fraud. She's a fraud. Now, here's the other one. And I've had about four people over the last year send me, Frank, you need to know about this. And the last one was 2 days ago, and the listener sent it to me and says, you need to ask Londoff about this. And what it is photos taken, some are satellite photos, and some are just aerial photos, of tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, of brand-new vehicles that, according to this Internet story, are being stored on abandoned runways and abandoned parking lots all around the world.
That they're unsold.
Unsold.
But yet they keep making new cars.
They keep making them, but they can't sell them. It's not true.
Yeah, Snopes has an article on that.
It's fake. It's
I mean,
easy.
The pictures are legitimate, but they're not linked to
unsold
cars. No.
No. Just be very... I think anymore the rule of thumb is assume it's not true until you can verify it somehow, because there's just a lot of fake stuff and hoaxes out there. I left here yesterday, and I was in the Corvette, the Johnny Londoff Corvette, and on 270, a couple of guys, late 20s, I would say, in some hot Lexus something with four exhaust pipes, pulled... You know how you can out the corner of your eye, just your peripheral vision, you can tell when somebody's kind
pacing
of
you.
Pacing you. You slow down, they slow down. So I could feel them. I could see them. And finally, I turned and looked over, and the guy was staring at me with that nod like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And he floored it, and I just let him go. I didn't increase my speed, and I know it probably made him mad because he got on it. Now, I will tell you, had I done it, I'd have smoked this guy. I just know I would have. I was hoping that as he looked at me and gunned it, he would run right into somebody in front of him and make himself look like an idiot, or that a cop would nab him
up
the head.
Yeah.
But I didn't give in. I didn't bite. It was for just a second kind of tempting. I thought, I can take this guy, but now I'm not going to play that game. The White House intruder, the guy who jumped the fence, that still, to me, is baffling. You've probably seen the video. Somebody captured it. He scales a fence, runs across the White House lawn, goes in the front door of the White House. You know why that we should be very concerned about that? What if that guy, with all this ISIS stuff, what if he had a bomb strapped to him? And a small bomb can do tremendous damage. A guy could wear enough explosive to blow up the entire White House. And that could have happened easily. He's a suicide bomber. You get in the front door, boom. So that, don't think there aren't lots of meetings that have taking place.
They installed another fence, like a buffer fence, between the actual fence. So you'd have to jump the first one, and I guess that would give them time to get to you before you... Clear the
What if somebody parachuted in? How would you intervene? How would you? Because if you shoot him, the parachute is still coming down. Well, think about that. A parachute's coming down, suicide bomber, or just a bomb.
Yeah, I wonder
what do you do?
The airspace radius around the White House. I'm sure it's a pretty big radius.
I hate to say this. There are so many ways we can get hit again, and I dread it. But I'm afraid it's probably going to happen again. This is a story about a condition. Now, we've heard about this in women. It's persistent genital arousal syndrome. This is not a joke. This is a real affliction. There's a guy in Wisconsin who has 100, this is a man, has 100 orgasms a day.
Good grief.
His name is Dale Decker. He's 37. He's a husband and father of two. It's an uncontrollable condition, persistent genital arousal syndrome. He said he first felt the symptoms after he slipped a disc in his back. He was on the way to the hospital, and without any explanation, for no reason, it just, he, and I'm sorry to use this word, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a legitimate medical word. He ejaculated.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Five times on the way to the hospital.
Five times.
And he said ever since that slit disc, he says the orgasms have just 100 a day. Boom. He can't stop them.
Wow.
He says imagine being at your father's funeral, and this happened to him, beside his casket, saying goodbye to his dad, and right there he had 9 orgasms.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we applauded at first, but I think this is
horrible.
Goodbye, Dad.
You would think that would be a great thing, because
here's his quote. Mr. Decker says, it makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live.
Hmm?
He says it's taken a toll on him and his family. He's afraid to leave the house. No place is safe from his excessive eruptions.
You'd have to wear, like, Depends or something.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. He says it happens in public in front of kids. It's disgusting. He said it happened to me in the grocery store, and by the time I was finished orgasming several times, 150 people were staring at me.
Hey, honey, check these melons out. Produce section. Oh.
He says what hurts most for his wife is that although he suffers from endless, and I'm sorry, I have to use correct terminology, endless orgasms and constant erections, he is unable to satisfy her in the bedroom. That's the worst part of this whole thing. Dr. Dina Harris, who is a gynecologist in New York City, has mainly worked with women who have this affliction. She says she believes that Mr. Decker is in dire need of help and should do everything he can to try to fix his problem before it leads to something worse. She says it's clear that Dale Decker, is really suffering, and I'm sure there are some people who will say this is just in his head. It's not. It's a serious medical condition, and he needs help. Being aroused can be a wonderful thing, but this is not like arousal. It's not even sexual. It's horrendous spasms that can be painful, and suicide is often a concern.
Mm.
So there you go.
Yeah, I saw a video of this guy. They were following him.
You
did? Camera crew was following him playing disc golf. You know, you know what that is, frisbee golf. And yeah, he was just walking down the fairway, and all of a sudden he just dropped to his knees and was on the ground.
Having an orgasm?
Yeah. And it didn't sound pleasurable. He was almost, he was moaning, but I'm sure it was painful.
It sure doesn't. I think we've all felt that experience, know what that is to have one. Wow, imagine that feeling 100 times a day.
Mm.
How horrible. Ladies, get in here, please.
Throws the frisbee. Hold on.
That's nice.
100 a day. That would not be good.
Overkill.
A couple, the man's mother has passed away. She was a widow, and her husband had been dead for a few years, and then she passes away. So the son and the son's wife, it's now their job to go clean out the house. And they find things that they never knew mom had, you know, and some were precious mementos, some surprises, and then some odd things, like in the attic. They're cleaning out mom's attic, and there's a mirror in the attic. It's an old mirror. It's all dusty, but there's an envelope taped to it and a note inside, and it said, "This is a magic mirror. You know, use it wisely and carefully, and it can enhance your life." The magic is activated by simple poetry. You hang it, you write a simple rhyming poem, and your wishes will come true. And there's an example written down, like, mirror, mirror on the wall, make me stand six feet tall. And if a short person does that, mirror, mirror on the wall, make me 6 feet 2 inches tall, boom, it'll come true. That was the example that it gave. So the wife, who has always hated that she was flat-chested, hangs it on a door up in the attic and stands in front of it and says, mirror, mirror on the door, make my bust a 44. And boom, like that, her boobs burst through and rip through her blouse.
Yeah. That's great.
It actually is a magic. Mirror, mirror on the door, make my bust a 44. And she's got these spectacular 44-inch bust line. And her husband says, get out of the way, get out of the way. And he steps up in front of it, and he says, mirror, mirror on the door, make my wiener touch the floor, and boom, his legs fell off.
Meep, meep. Here's Tim Wiley with a look at traffic, Tim.
Boy, traffic is really a mess on westbound 44. Just after Arsenal, you've got a crash. It's been in progress now for about the last half hour, and the two left lanes are blocked. You are a solid jam. Looks like a parking lot from Jefferson all the way out through Arsenal. They're just wrapping up an accident on southbound 55 at Highway M that has the left lane blocked. Traffic was jammed little bit south of Imperial, Maine. They're still working with this crash at Big Bend and Manchester. Southbound Big Bend is completely shut down. Eastbound Manchester, only the left lane is getting through. We've got multiple jams in all directions on Big Bend and Manchester in that area. Eastbound 270, you hit the brakes now approaching McDonald through Highway 170, then a good run to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. On southbound 170, slow now from Del Mar down through Highway 40, southbound 270. It's stop and go from Page down through 40, slow from that point through Doherty Ferry. Then on westbound 40, things start jamming up. Usual spot right around Kings Highway, although you do have a slow spot between Grand and Vandeventer, but stop and go Kings Highway through McCausland from Spady out through Mason. We'll find it slow again from Highway 94 to west of Highway K. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the thermometer that doctors recommend and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
It all seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free with your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops. Granite Busters will throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevelage upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time. Only at Granite Busters.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
The area's newest, most state-of-the-art auto dealership has arrived. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Rockland has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Rockland is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Rockland's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brocklin service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at brocklin.com.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Hi, this is Ron Jacober, and I'm going to make your life simpler. As you set out on your deck or your patio, you're looking around, you're worrying about the next time you're going to have to seal it. That's a terrible job, isn't it? Well, you don't have to if you call David Monahan at Seal Max Plus. You can sit on your deck and listen to the ballgame or go play golf instead of sealing that deck. Seal Max Plus has an internal sealant for wood and concrete, and they're now in their 11th season of sealing decks and docks and patios and driveways all over the metropolitan area. SealMaxPlus.com can answer any questions you have about their 25-year product warranty. There's a great video there that shows you the process. They're the original permanent sealing company. Don't be confused by other companies that use a similar name. You can hit a home run with Seal Max Plus process. Don't strike out by doing nothing this season. Give Seal Max Plus the opportunity to earn your business. 636-294-6299. Call David Monahan or go online to sealmaxplus.com and see the process. sealmaxplus.com.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Rugged, yet handsome. Smooth, yet stylish. That's a Club Car XRT. Check out the latest in golfing transportation at M&M Golf Cars during Club Car's summer sales event, extended through September 30th. Get 3.9% APR for 60 months on all new 2014 Club Car XRT golf cars. Plus, get a free canopy and windshield. To find out more, go to mmgolfcars.com or friend them on Facebook. Hurry, the Club Car summer sales event absolutely ends September 30th at M&M Golf Cars, 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri.
There's something special happening at Christian Hospital. From our HeartWatch rapid response program, to our commitment to innovation and technology, to our team of Washington University heart surgeons, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Christian Hospital, member BJC Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show with Drs. Dan Gagliotti and Nick Barnes, Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
All right, let's go. It's that time of day.
Let me go home and start.
Of course, in Southern California, it's not 5:48, it's 3:48. They're on Pacific time. That's right. Mike Evans, there he is, standing by. Probably sounds like he might have had a glass or two. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. And now, Mike Evans. That's a pleasant sound. What is that? Is that an impression?
Oh, Tiny
boy.
Tim.
Oh, boy. It does sound a little like Tiny Tim.
What up, Hom?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Take care of my beanie.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Dan.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Marquez question, with the regular baseball season coming to an end, name the name of the first baseball player whose number was retired. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Ted Williams, Cy Young. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. No surprise that Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner are officially getting divorced.
What?
Yeah, right. Bruce is getting tons of offers to write a book about what really happened behind those weird closed doors. I don't know if he'll write a book, but Bruce has got to be thrilled just to be out of there. By the way, Bruce has invested all of the Kardashians' money. I understand that he has invested very, very wisely and has almost tripled their fortune. Good for him.
Yeah. Do you have any inside information on if he's had breast implants or not?
He's taking hormones, I hear, female hormones.
So he's growing...
growing boobs.
Growing boobs.
Growing little tea.
Wait, no.
He's crazy.
You know, have you ever grow those boobs?
Simmer down there. Simmer down.
Anyway.
No.
Bradley Cooper. Fiance, Susie Waterhouse.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's gorgeous. She's a model. Can't stand Jennifer Lawrence. And despite, that's mainly because Jennifer's very flirty, very touchy.
I hate that when women do that, want to touch you.
They do it to me all the time, Franco.
I can't stand that.
Gross.
Stop touching me.
Exactly. Yeah. Get your hands out of my pants! Anyway.
Nope.
Despite Jennifer Lawrence dating Chris Martin, Susie's still not happy because Bradley and Jennifer are making another movie together, start shooting next week, and there's a lot of kissing going on between the two of them.
Oh,
that's
man.
Movies. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, I bet she's not complaining when he brings home the check.
Nah, you got that right.
There you go. Odds and ends, I told you that Ariana Grande was a jerk. Now her life coach and assistant and a valet have quit.
Who is Ariola Grande?
Saying there's just too much constant verbal abuse by her. She's one of these Disney girls. She's 21 years old. She is absolutely the biggest jerk in Hollywood.
What in the heck does a life coach do?
Yeah, what the hell does a life coach? I'm your life coach. You're such a jerk. I quit. I'm not going to be your life coach and help coach you through life. I don't know. It's very bizarre. First, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett. That's my Tony Bennett.
Who is this?
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody.
Who is
Tony
this?
Bennett.
Who is this?
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Who is this?
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga made an album together. Now Elton John and Barbara Streisand are making an album together. It's going to be called
be
The
good.
Queens.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nope.
Thought you should know the rudest drivers in America. Have you talked about this?
Nope.
The rudest drivers in America. Idaho is number one. Washington, D.C. number two. New York, number three. The most hated drivers in America, number one, Arizona, because of the retirees, where the many retirees have been caught going 40 miles an hour in the fast lane of the freeway.
Ooh, in the fast lane.
Number two, Maryland. Number three, California. Here's my thoughts. You know, Missouri is in the middle. Missouri, though, you got some jerks for freaking cops there.
Whoa.
I've had three speeding tickets in my life, and I've been driving for 30, 40 years. All three were in Missouri. All three were from cops, troopers hiding behind signs.
Well, that doesn't make them jerks.
Sure does.
You were the one speeding.
Well, yeah, but if they would come out where I could see them, I wouldn't.
Well, that's not how it works.
Who is this? Hold on.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett. Tick tock, tick tock.
This day in Hollywood history. You like this feature?
Sure.
I'm going to keep it, I think.
Fly through it.
September 24th, and I got four nuggets for you. First, the debut of two all-time classic TV shows. On this date, 1964, The Munsters debuted.
I love The Munsters.
Love the show. Back in 1968, 60 Minutes debuted.
Wow.
Been on the same station, same time, since 1968. Quick quiz. Who hosted the first 60 Minutes? There were two hosts.
Harry Reasoner and Mike Wallace?
You're right, sir. You're Erexa.
Yeah.
You are Erexa. Oh. Also, birthday, Phil Hartman, one of the funniest, nicest guys in Hollywood, was born on this day. Of course, murdered by his wife in 1998. Yeah. I really like Phil. He would have been 66 years old. And a sad death on this day, 1991, Dr. Seuss passed. Tomorrow morning, though, please enjoy your green eggs and ham.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did there?
That's
good,
yeah. Right.
Anyway.
Nope.
Okay, and finally.
All right, here we go.
It's been a wonderful few minutes. Why do you
it
act
sure
like
has.
You're in such a hurry for it to end?
Well, because it's almost 6 o'clock.
We're running out of time.
We're running out of time.
Okay, then. Who was the first baseball player to get his name, his number retired? Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Ted Williams, Cy Young.
Oh, I'll go Lou Gehrig.
Cy Young.
I'm going to say Lou Gehrig.
On the 4th of July, 1939. Today, I have considered myself.
Well, there it is, Lou Gehrig.
Yeah. Lou Gehrig.
Yeah.
Number. What number do you wear?
I don't remember.
Come on now.
No, I don't know.
Well, here's the hint. Number two is going to be retired by the Yankees. That's Derek Jeter. Number three.
Was Babe Ruth.
Number four. Lou Gehrig. Number five. Joe DiMaggio. Number seven.
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle.
There you go. Have a great day, Mike Evans. Anyway.
No.
Fine. See ya.
Wound up.
Yep.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And if he doesn't want the cops to be jerks, how about don't speed in Missouri?
Right.
There you
yeah.
go. Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
And it's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. Hey, Dan, I got to give a real quick plug for tomorrow morning during McGraw-Millhaven show. I'm going to be broadcasting live from a blimp.
Really?
Yeah, there's the Gromo blimp outside here, and they got me up on it from 6 to 10 tomorrow. I'm going to be
Gromo
Skyping.
What?
Gromo hair?
It's create a new state, Gromo.
I did that one year and got sick in the blimp.
That's
they had to bring
story.
Me down early.
Yeah.
Good story.
It wasn't a good year then.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I won't, but you listening tomorrow morning?
I see what you did all there. Right. Wasn't a good year. Yeah.
It's blimp humor.
Very good.
Hi, everybody.
I like
this
that.
Is Tony Bennett.
Hey, they're still working with this accident on westbound 44 past Arsenal. Now it's just the left lane block, but man, it's a parking lot from Jefferson all the way down through Arsenal. Still some stop-and-go traffic left over on southbound 270 from Page down through Ladue. A little heavy from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 still stacks up, though, between 370 and McDonald to 170. And southbound 170 slow, Ladue through 40. And this report brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin at Choice Hotels, where you're going to find everything a business traveler needs, like free hot breakfast, free internet, and great rewards programs. Book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the readers in the Riverfront Times votes in the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning citizens of our esteemed metro area voted the winner in the category of best radio station, the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best, keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you've never been to Basso, let us introduce you to the concept of Basement Chic, located on the lower level of the totally revamped Cheshire. Basso is a sleek Italian gastro pub with 32 different beers on tap every day. Voted one of St. Louis Magazine's best new restaurants, Basso is a great place to meet up for dinner with friends or colleagues. It also has fantastic happy hour and late night drink specials. With several flat screen TVs, it's the perfect spot to catch the college and pro game day action. Basso at the Cheshire, just off Highway 40 at Skinker and Clayton Road.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale this Friday and Saturday at the Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road. Bring in your measurements for the lowest prices of the year. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
Hey, be practicing tomorrow. Talent show. Forget about that. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
The U.S. Justice Department is meeting with the Ferguson community tonight. What we can expect to hear. And now, former drill sergeant at Fort Leonard Wood found guilty of sexual assault. What the defendant told the court.
This is Seeger. He was found shot in the face and the foot. That happens a lot. But what has some people worried these days is who's doing more of the shooting.
First on Fox, the U.S. Justice Department is holding a meeting tonight regarding its investigation into the Ferguson Police Department.
Fox 2's Shirley Washington joins us live from St. Louis Community College at Florissant Valley with a preview. Shirley?
Well, Tom, members of the U.S. Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is expected to give the public an update about that probe. The meeting comes on the heels of a visit to Ferguson last month by U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. You may recall, Holder met privately.